First of all, I would like to say and send out our heartfelt condolences to the victims' families in this tragedy. Like I said earlier, this has shaken us to our core. This isn't something that we have seen here in Greenwood before. It is absolutely horrendous, and our thoughts and prayers are with those loved ones hurting tonight. We have just a quick update. I don't have a lot of additional details at this time. We have cleared the backpack. I'm not going to go into detail with the contents that were found in the backpack. That's still being processed. There was no explosive device, which was our primary concern in a situation like this. The AOD has cleared that. Our SWAT teams from the Indiana State Police, the Greenwood Police Department, and the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department have finished their clearing of all the stores and corridors in the mall. We are confident that there are no additional threats at this time. At this point, the Greenwood Police Department, Johnson County Sheriff's Department, and FBI's evidence collection teams are just now beginning the process of entering the crime scene to process for evidence and get more answers to this senseless tragedy. With that, that's all the information that I have tonight. I will give another update tomorrow. We are going to have a press conference at the Greenwood Police Department at 2 p.m.
Chief, how long will this mall be a crime scene? In other words, will the mall open tomorrow as usual? Or are you asking Simon Mall Properties to allow you how many more hours to do your job?
Well, the short and simple answer is it will take as long as it takes. I expect we will be here until the early morning hours tonight. Earlier I was asked if the mall will be open tomorrow. I don't have that answer. That will have to come from Simon Properties.
What are witnesses telling your detectives about how this jumped off?
Right now, I'm not willing to release any details of the investigation as it is so early. We're still putting the pieces together.
Chief, this has become a national epidemic. Now it's Greenwood, Indiana. Can you just put this in context? As we've seen police departments across the country responding to these mass shootings, whether in schools, in buildings, offices, now that it's here, now that you're dealing with it, and your officers are coming face to face with this, how do you process something like this?
Well, we train for it. Matter of fact, a few years back, we had one of the largest coordinated exercises with the FBI and other local metropolitan area agencies for this exact situation. We have done multiple mall exercises with local law enforcement for active shooters. We train annually. Our officers responded the way they should have, very quickly, and I'm extremely proud of the law enforcement response, not only from the Greenwood Police Department, but as you can see behind me, the multi-jurisdictional cooperation that we have. It was so fast. LEOs reporting, self-reporting from home when they heard about it. IMPD SWAT team members were here just as quick as ours were. It was a very, very fast response. But I'm going to tell you, the real hero of the day is the citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm in that food court and was able to stop this shooter almost as soon as he began.
What can you tell us about him? I'm sure if you want to tell us his name, that'd be great. But I'm sure
I can tell you that he's a 22-year-old male from Bartholomew County, and that is all that I can release at this time.
What can you tell us about the victims and whether or not they were targeted or they were hit by stray bullets?
At this point, I just don't know. I don't have a motive yet, and as that comes out, we will share it. But right now, I don't have that information.
Can you break down males, females?
Yes, it looks like we have, the shooter was a male. We have one male victim and four female victims.
And how many of those were deceased and how many of those are wounded?
Three victims were deceased and two were wounded.
And that breakdown, is it males, females in the hospital, males, females, deceased? Can you break that down?
Not at this time. No, I want to get that right, and I can't at this time.
Do you have an age range on these victims too?
Yes.
Among the dead?
Between 30 and early 20s.
Chief, there's a big debate in our state right now regarding permitless carry, concealed weapons, guns. I'm not asking you to chime in.
Yeah,
on the
I'm not going to comment on that right now.
And I'm not asking you to. But
Are you able to say anything about what happened before this incident occurred? Like, was there an exchange, or was it just a random guy just shooting?
Once again, details. We have viewed some surveillance video. I'm not going to release any details. This is still very early, and it's still an active, ongoing investigation.
Do you have any update on the victims that were taken to the hospital? Are they in stable condition? Are they critical?
Yes, the last I heard, we had one in stable, well, two in stable. I will add, the last press conference, I did state that there were no juveniles. I later found out there was one. She was a 12-year-old female. She had a very minor wound, somewhat of a scratch, I'm being told, on her back. She went home, told her parents, and they called us and we responded. She was transported to the hospital for a checkout. She is expected to be just fine.
Chief, your hometown got
admitted?
What?
The other two that you said were stable, have they been admitted?
She is one of them that was stable. The other one, I do not know if they have been admitted. They are still at the hospital.
Four girls in Mongolia?
Yes.
Your hometown guy, this mall is nestled in a neighborhood. What do you want the people of Greenwood to know as they watch all of these images unfold and tomorrow morning when they wake up and you may still be here? What do you want your citizens to know about the situation?
Just that, you know, we are doing the best we can right now. They have the best in their federal law enforcement and local law enforcement and state law enforcement officials here trying to get answers and make sense of what happened. Like I said, this is still very early in that process, and I want people to feel safe in Greenwood. I'm very proud of our officers. We strive in having a very a safe city and low violent crime rate. And like I said, this is just something that has shocked us to our core tonight. And our hearts are out. Go out to all the victims' families.
Have you identified the original shooter?
Press conference tomorrow morning.
Have you identified the original shooter?
And is he a American High person?
We'll give you the information about where it is and what time in a little bit.
Okay, he mentioned it was at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Is that still the case? 2 o'clock?
It's going to be his call.
Okay.
So.